Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Rachel. How are you going?
Oh, ka pai, getting on post-storm. What a time in our lives.
Wild, right? Get climate change, eh? Can't get enough.
Oh, no, truly, we are having a great time out here. We're not alone on the line, though. We've got Shona McCullough here as well from the Auckland Arts Festival. Kia ora, Shona. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Lovely to be with you both.
Oh, it's great to chat to you too. Now, what are we talking about today, Alice?
So, I mean, it's just so gorgeous to have you on the line, Shona, because it is the Auckland Arts Festival is on currently. What a wild time to be curating together a show, Shona. I would love to just ask you, first of all, like, what were the decisions that you were making for this year's program around, I guess, programming for live performance? Like, what were some of the what's been going on in your head? Because I'd love to know. I'd love the insight.
Oh, well, you know, it's been a double decker roller coaster ride. I mean, the passion is always for live performance. You know, everyone that works in festivals, it's unless you're a film festival, it's about that live experience. But we always knew that there was a strong risk that we could end up being bowled by the COVID ball again. So I had always had two beautiful Scottish works on the digital program, the Super Special Disability Roadshow, and a wonderful work called The Lament of Sheku Bayou by Scottish playwright and poet Hannah Lavery. So that was the kind of the backstop of it all goes horribly wrong, but of course it did go horribly wrong. But the upside, the silver lining, is that we've ended up with actually five world premieres in the program,
Oh, wow. Which
has just felt like an amazing achievement, and it really has been all hands to the pump, both within the companies that we work with and the festival team. So I'm pretty stoked, actually.
That sounds awesome.
Shona, I actually managed to catch Lament for Sheku Bayou just two nights ago. A fabulous work interrogating the Black Lives Matter movement and a tragic event that happens in Scotland. I'm really interested in the programming of this work, particularly because it is looking at very current contemporary issues around Black Lives Matter, but it is set in Scotland. So can you tell us a little bit about the decision to put this work in the festival?
Well, I'm a huge fan of the National Theatre of Scotland. They're always working in quite a progressive territory, and as you say, the story itself really impacted me.
Hello, Shona.
Hello. Oh, no.
I know, we might have just lost Shona. We'll try and give Shona a call back and see what we've got there.
Just for those, while we're waiting for Shona, Lament for Sheku Bayou is a co-pro between the National Theatre of Scotland and the Edinburgh Festival, which is on, and you can actually catch the work online. So it's a filmed performance. So the performance was a live performance filmed, and it's on. You just need to go online, and you can, I think tickets are as cheap, when I say tickets, as in purchasing of the link for, I think it's $20. So it's
a bargain.
Perfectly reasonable. And again, while we're waiting for Shona, my own insight into the work was just really, really cool to watch another colonial country with a deep colonial past interrogating what race and identity looks like and the concept of belonging in a modern, I say post-colonial, in little, you know,
quote
bunny
marks.
Ears.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet.
No, and I think we'd talked about it previously, but to actually see the work and then spend time really thinking, I've been sort of thinking about it over the last 2 days since I saw it. If we're still waiting for Shona, I will actually just
keep going. We're having tech all over the place this morning.
Oh,
I'm
no.
loving hearing you talk about this. It's wonderful, Alice. I'll let you know when we reconnect.
Okay. The other work which is on at the moment is Live Cinemas, The Little Shop of Horrors. So
I keep seeing
these
people
guys
post about this. It looks amazing.
It is absolutely phenomenal. So for those that don't know, Live Live Cinema is a concept where you've got four actors actually doing the live Foley and voices of all of the characters while a film is playing live. So you've got four incredibly talented. There's Byron Cole, Barney Duncan, Lawton Cora, and Hayley Sproul, all on the instruments and playing along. Now, this isn't the musical version of the work.
True.
It's not the Rick Moranis kind of version with the sort of masochistic dentist. Is that what you call him? Masochist?
I think so. Yeah, just 1 second there. I just want to see if we've got Shona. Hello, Shona. Have we got you there?
I'm back.
You're back.
Oh, you're back.
Hey, look at that. We're talking about Little Shop of Horrors now, which sounds amazing. So I'll not interrupt you, Alice. Keep going, because that was very interesting.
So, Shona, I'm actually so I was just talking about Live Cinema and obviously as a concept, but this was a sort of a later addition into the program. Can you talk a little bit about about that group of artists and how it kind of fits in the program this year?
Absolutely. Well, as you say, originally Silo Theatre had a different Live Cinema project, but because of the COVID ball again, that couldn't happen. And they came to me and said, look, we've got this other work that we've never premiered online. It's actually their 2015 live production that during one of our many lockdowns, that those four incredible actors that you just talked about, directed by Oliver Driver with an amazing score by Leon Radicevic, they created this incredible work. And when I watched it, you know, it really, because of course, you know, the more present memory is, as you say, of the musical, but the 1960 film directed by Roger Corman and incidentally starring a very young Jack Nicholson is this kind of strange genre of horror-themed comedy. And it just really works. And what is so fascinating is not only the incredible lip syncing that these four astonishing artists, but the score, they're playing every instrument and also the Foley. They're all Foley artists, you know, sitting on their toilets and, you know, using toothbrushes. And it's just, so you get these sort of double layers of a 60-year intersection of film and theatre making practice. It's really hilarious and totally compelling.
It looks brilliant. I keep seeing people post about it. I was just saying to Alice before, it's one of those things that I think is the kind of thing to watch with a bunch of mates. Is that right?
Well, I think, Alice, you watched it with bunch of mates, or have you watched it yet?
Yeah, we did. We watched it. And I, you know what? The whole flat, I mean, I live in a flat of actors and theatre makers, but we projected it on the wall, and I honestly, it was the closest I felt to being at an opening night in a really long time. So it was really gorgeous. And is available online, I think, right through till the 27th. So you still is that correct? Yeah, great.
Yes.
I was going to say, with only another five more days until festival, what else can we catch, either online or in person, for this week?
Well, an absolute must in the dance theatre genre is Ross McCormack's Artifact with the New Zealand Dance Company. They shot it again. This was a live project in partnership with the Auckland War Memorial Museum. They shot it there a few days ago and edited it. And it's so clever. You know, I really rate Ross as a maker. And what he's done is dressed all of the artists in the same uniform as the museum attendants. So Ross has always been fascinated by this idea that if you place any object in a glass case in a museum or a gallery, people will view it with an awe-dripping lens, you know, because it's been elevated. And he tells the story. I actually don't know whether it's true or it's one of Ross's made-up stories, but someone left a handbag in an art gallery in New York, and the changeover of attendance saw the next two coming in, and they placed, you know, a quadrant around this handbag, sort of, do not enter this space. And then the next changeover, a pedestal came in and the handbag was put on a pedestal. And by day three, you know, there were crowds and crowds standing around this handbag. and then, you know, the person came back and found, retrieved their handbag. But it's this idea, you know, that we imbue mana on anything that's in a space that is about preservation. And it's funny, it's he does, again, interestingly, a whole lot of lip-syncing. One person saying the dialogue and the other lip-syncing it, so it seems a theme across Little Shop as well. It's really worth a watch. It's about 55 minutes long and features a surprise musician playing the longest instrument I have ever seen. We've also got Eddie Elliott's wife, Carter, premiering this Saturday night. He's currently in Hugh Theatre filming a brand new world premiere featuring some stunning dancers, actually two that were also in Artifact, Chrissy Corkery and Carl Tolentino, along with Sean McDonald and some other brilliant young performers. Eddie's relation, Li Jian, is a 12-year-old performer, and it's a story of Eddie's home place. And very beautiful, very powerful. He's a great young maker, and I'm very, very excited to help support him get his work on stage, on our digital stage at least.
There is so much. I mean, despite everything that has happened to sort of hinder the arts in the last year, there is an incredible amount of stuff that people can go and access this week. And I think while people are still feeling in that sort of tentative space about heading out, it's a really good time to be exploring this work. If people do want to go and check out these events, Shona, where do they go and how do they get tickets? How do they watch it?
It's super simple. You just go onto our website, aaf.co.nz, and you choose whatever show you want to see, click buy now, and you just register. We're using a platform called VidSing. One of the sensible things we did was ensure that we had a really solid platform, and the people who, it's a startup company actually from Auckland, and they've been absolutely fantastic. We've even run a true live stream just on last Friday night, the Full Moon Folk Ball. And yeah, you just sign up for VidSing and away you go.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Shona McCullough, thank you so much for chatting with us. Alice Canton, always an absolute pleasure.
Pleasure is mine.
We hope you both have a fantastic week and we'll see you on the internet to watch some excellent art. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Thank you so